This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to BFM 89.9. I'm Chuang, joined by Charlene and Philip C. Now, in about 10 minutes, we'll dive into technology with analysis from Franklin Templeton. But before that, let's talk about competition in Malaysia.
Right. So the Malaysian Competition Commission, known as MyCC, has proposed amendments to Malaysia's Competition Act of 2010. The amendments would allow the agency oversight over mergers and acquisitions, which may lead to the creation of monopolies.
Because currently, Malaysia's competition law does not penalise companies for being a monopoly unless they abuse their dominant position in the market. So what might these amendments mean for Malaysian businesses moving forward? Because earlier this morning, we discussed this with competition lawyer Mervyn Lai, and now we are hearing directly from the Competition Commission.
So joining us on the line is Iskandar Ismail, the chief executive of MyCC. Good morning, Iskandar. Now, MyCC has started the process to amend the Act, the Competition Act, in order to gain oversight over mergers and acquisitions. What amendments are you proposing exactly?
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Okay, we are going to do an overall amendment of the Competition Act in terms of we're going to relook at our enforcement power, the processes, and also we are going to do carry out some amendment against our Competition Commission Act. We will look at the powers and function of the commission itself. But the main amendment is focused on the mergers and acquisition. Yeah, that will be our main focus in the amendment.
What are your guiding principles in evaluating these mergers? Because you want to make sure you don't stifle innovation and growth, right? Or reduce ease of doing business?
Yeah. Okay. The principle in any mergers regime is to ensure that the merger will not lessen the competition in the market. That is very important. Yeah. Let's say in a market, you have five companies operating and selling the same products or services. Let's say five of them merge together and become one, and then it will eventually create a monopoly. That is the situation that we don't want to happen in a Malaysian market. So it's simple as that. So mergers and acquisition, we don't want concentration in the market. So we have to ensure that the process of competition is always protected, because when you have competition, you will encourage innovation, you will encourage efficiency and a continuance of entrepreneurship.
But similarly, some will argue that by enlarging the powers of MyCC, this will actually then stifle innovation or growth or reduce the ease of doing businesses. So how do you ensure this doesn't happen?
We have a set of rules. If the amendment is approved by the parliament, we're going to have a set of guidelines and practice and standards on how to look at the merger application that comes into MyCC. Yeah, so we will look at every aspect of the mergers. If it crosses certain threshold, then we will analyze it. What is the market size? How many players are there in the market? And then what are always their strength and weaknesses in the market? And then we will decide whether it will stifle innovation through the act of lessening the competition in the market. We don't want that. Yeah. So we want to ensure that innovation is always there. We want Malaysian market to be dynamic and robust. Yeah.
Will you be able to then, or at least have the authority to then break up companies that perhaps subsequently are deemed as too big, or actually prevent this mergers and acquisition from then happening?
Okay. You see, the usual standard or the general powers that are contained in any merger regime is that when a merger application comes in, there are always going to be three results. Yeah, is either we approve the merger. Secondly, is we approve with conditions, or we block the merger. But there is a situation where, if let's say the parties they merge without getting our approval, without applying to us, we can investigate them. And then one of the remedial actions that we can take is to break them up. If the merger, we find that, if we find that the merger lessen the competition in the market. And at the same time, we can fine them to a certain amount. Usually it's up to 10% of the value of the merger. That's how we're going to approach the situation.
And Iskandar, this act or this amendment will not be retrospective, am I correct? It will only be...
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Because on mergers and acquisition, it's going to be a new power that's going to be introduced to MyCC. So it's not going to be retrospective.
What about in granular terms? At this, how much can you say at this point in time, Iskandar, about, for example, some of the questions that lawyers have over potential M&A oversight on your part, like, for example, value thresholds beyond which you will then, you know, attract your attention?
You see, again, in general rules of merger regimes, we only look at certain at mergers that crosses certain threshold. We are still in the process of determining the threshold that we want to set. Okay, for instance, if you look at Philippines, if you look at South Africa or Japan, in fact, okay, when a merger proposal comes into them, they will look at the threshold first. Okay, does it cross the threshold that they set? Let's say, for example, let's say Japan, okay, this is just a hypothetical situation. Okay, let's say they set a threshold at $300 million. Okay, then only they have the jurisdiction to look on the merger. But if it falls below than 300 million, then it won't come under their jurisdiction. That's how we're going to approach. Yeah, it's going to be the same.
So, Iskandar, I think while we have you on, I want to bring up this issue about PM, because last year, PM members entered an agreement on the application of trade discounts on auto parts prices and hourly labor rates for motor vehicle repairs. Now, MyCC fined PM for this, and later even BNM came out to say it regrets MyCC's decision. So why did MyCC pursue this then?
Okay, I have to correct you two things. They did not enter. Okay, if you look at our decision, which is about, you know, about 200 to 300 pages, which enlisted all the the issues, the facts of the case, yeah, the agreement was not entered last year. It was entered a few years back. Yeah, we investigated them a few years back, and then we issued the decision recently. Okay, and we did not find Persatuan Insurance Arm Malaysia or the General Insurance Association of Malaysia. We find the members, the 22 members of PIAM, such as Etika, Lonpak, Allianz and whatnot, amounting more than 130 million ringgit. Yeah. So, of course, Bank Negara came out to say it regrets our decision. But for us, it is the right thing to do. Yeah, but you have to understand me. Yeah, the matter now is at the hand of the Competition Appeal Tribunal, because all of them filed their appeal against our decision. But I just want to tell you that we celebrate differences of opinion. Let the Court of Competition Appeal Tribunal decide.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's good that we can celebrate differences. But with regards, I just want to bring this up, ask you another question in relation to this case with the General Insurance Association and its respective members. Because the counter argument was that consumers like myself actually benefited from this agreement with regards to trade discounts on auto part prices. So really, what's the guiding principle at MyCC? I mean, will it still take action even if the consumer actually ends up paying a lower price for the service, you know?
Yep.
When you go to the preamble of Competition Act, the main objective of Competition Act is to protect the process of competition for the benefit of the consumer and also for the economy. Yeah, we don't look at one certain aspect only, but we look at the overall situation. Yeah, but you see, I can't go deep into this because the matter now is at the hand of Competition Appeal Tribunal. It's going to be prejudicial yeah, if I discuss at length about this case.
It's kind of how independent is the MyCC, especially when it comes to mergers and acquisitions going forward? Because obviously Malaysia is a country where there are abundant monopolies, many of which are GLC related, whether it's airport operations, whether it's power distribution, or whether it's rice distribution.
If you are talking about the independence of MyCC, I think you have to look back at our records. Yeah, since the start of 2012, the cases speaks for itself. The cases that we produce cases against Malaysia Airlines, Air Asia, MyEG, Dagang Net, Sdn Bhd. We look. We investigated. Even ice manufacturers and whatnot. As long as they have infringed the law, we will go against them. Yeah, we will investigate them. We will find out the cause, and then we will take the appropriate action. Yeah. So that means if you look at the records, every companies that operates in Malaysia, whether they are big or small, they will come under their jurisdiction. They will come under our jurisdiction. But of course, there are certain markets that we cannot touch because we don't have jurisdiction. For example, multimedia and communication, they are under MCMC because they have certain powers on competition. That is to give one of the example.
Does it cover GLCs though?
Yes, of course.
And government agencies.
Yeah, because as long as it covers any commercial entities, yeah, except for the companies that comes under certain acts, for example, the one that I mentioned just now, companies under that are under jurisdiction of Energy Commission because they have competition power also, but they are more towards sectoral. They are sectoral regulators. Yeah, certain sectoral regulators. That one, because it's in the law, they have the jurisdiction, but we have other sectors that we have to, you know, tons of them.
Yeah. Okay.
So GLC is under our jurisdiction.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. That was Iskandar Ismail, Chief Executive of My Competition Commission. Lots of interesting points to unpack, but generally speaking, I think within the confines of their oversight's abilities and the guidelines, I guess they're doing a good job from a track record perspective. But obviously the elephant in the room is this whole GLC phenomenon, something that people like Terence Gomez have talked about extensively in the past. We are a country of monopolies, and when you consider the definition of monopolies, in the injurious sense, being the stifling of competition and the stifling of the free market.
To the detriment of the consumer.
Yeah. I mean, Malaysia is can be accused of that. Okay, we'll come back after this, and we'll be looking at more stuff. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.